February 15, 2023, it's the Wild from Pedro Show.
I need to dance with my energy, imagining it wouldn't interfere. it looks like they got drawn by me. If only I could draw.
For Pedro Show, happy Wednesday. Started off with two bass hit, live John Coltrane with Miles Davis. After that, we had Richard L. Devoidoids doing Crack of Dawn. Is this from that redone Destiny Street Richard put out?
No, these were like the demos for Destiny Street, and I don't think the song ever made it there. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
But you know, when he redid it, have you heard the new thing? It's got like three different mixes.
It's been a while since I've heard it. Yeah, he put it out like, a couple of years ago or something, right?
Right.
More longer.
But there was like the original Baby, and then one in 2009 off some cassettes, and then he found masters and got to remix off of that, and he brought in Bill Frisell and Mark Ribot.
Yeah, I remember that. And I redid the bass on a couple of those tracks, and I actually mixed those, which was really difficult, man, because some of that stuff was in really bad shape. And I like to say it was like mixing music on a shard of glass or something, on the edge of a piece of glass. That's what it sounded like.
So you did the bass. What kind of bass did you? He was in the picture on the cover. He's got like a Fender Mustang bass.
I I didn't know I was going to play bass on it. Then he asked me, can you redo the bass on this song? And I said, okay. So I had something lying around at my house. I think it was an ESP that I had to hold together with a clamp in order to keep it from falling apart.
What tune was it?
Oh God. I really can't remember. Okay, I really can't remember. It wasn't Crack of Dawn, I know that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It might have been Ignore That Door.
Ignore That Door, okay. Kind of fast song.
Yeah.
I first heard that on the R.I.P. cassette.
You know something strange, Mike?
What's that?
You played, of course, with Iggy, right?
Stooges?
Yeah.
125 months.
Yeah, okay. So when they're auditioning people for that bass slot, when they needed a bass player, someone, I think Ivan Kral, called me up and said, oh, you know, she come down and audition for this, you know, and I thought, you know, I'm not really a bass player, man. So he actually lent me a bass to practice on. And then when I showed up there, like every great bass player in New York was in the room.
Wow. Well, I think Ivan played with him maybe late 80s or something.
Yeah, it was late 80s. Yeah, something like that. Mid 80s, something like that. Yeah.
Or mid 80s. And then he wrote a book. I think it got bummed on the book.
Oh, yeah, well, you can't write a book without pissing people off.
I heard that's what happened with the Kraftwerk guys. Like, one of the percussion dudes wrote a book, and the other two, the two main guys were like, nope.
No, you know.
Okay, so look, you were last on the show 15 months ago.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and you're still shoving the same work, right? But you sent me a whole bunch of stuff, so I'm playing stuff we didn't play on your last appearance.
Yeah, well, the last time I was here, it wasn't really, it was signed in France, and which means it wasn't really signed. I mean, I think they pressed up 200 copies or something, and they were having problems with, you know, COVID and blah, blah, blah. And I just finally said, look, guys, let me just take this to the States and get it out of your hands, and, you know, I'll try to find somebody to put it out. And luckily, I came across Pravda Records. So now it's actually released in the States.
Chicago label, right?
Yeah, they're great. They're great. So far, they've been really good.
They've been around a while, I think.
I think their logo is, independent since 1983 or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. But that's great. So you gave me this. Here's a tune we didn't play last time because I didn't have it. A Young Man's Money. Is this on the record?
That's off of my last record, The Naked Flame.
Okay, that's right. That's right. You gave me some tunes off of that, too. Okay. Okay, let's listen to that.
Thank you for coming. The problem is, words no longer attach to things. Pointy lobes, that's oak, that's maple. Each hangs there, but not in a platonic way. Near the stream bed, moth wings open and close. Pink creekside flower, scenic trailways. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, of course. I am a tremendous enthusiast. As a house, buildings as memory strip, rows of brick worker housing, repurpose the ore pit. Iron is not naturally found in its pure form, which is pyre of stricken birch, cut for charcoal, to fire the furnace. 100 men slay rock. Underground caverns shiver. Sensations ride up my fingers, into my neck, like the train coming.
I feel so near. Last night my baby said to me,
you is dead, you is dead.
6 feet in the ground,
you is dead, you is dead.
You'll be always walking solo,
you is dead, you is dead.
I don't recognize your clothes,
you is dead, you is dead.
Now I can't feel no air around me, I don't know what I know. Only blackness lives before me,
you is dead, you is dead.
Screamed it to the four winds.
You is dead, you is dead.
Called my name on the floor.
You is dead, you is dead.
Sent her dogs to greet me.
You is dead, you is dead.
One said that you don't live no more. She had horror on her face. Lightning sprang from her eyes. She'd been acting kind of crazy. This should come as no surprise.
You is dead, you is dead.
Ain't no prayers gonna save me.
You is dead, you is dead.
Ain't no doctors gonna come.
You is dead, you is dead.
Her gates are closed forever.
You is dead, you is dead.
And her monster beats its drum.
You is dead, you is dead.
And she did not need a knife, and she did not need a gun. She just cast her gaze right through me. When it was done, it was done.
You is dead, you is dead. You is dead.
Watford Pedro Show, start off the chunk, that chunk of music, Ivan Julian doing Young Man's Money. And then Phil Maggi, brand new, The Hidden Pole, out of Belgium. Agro Dolce, agro, get it? A little pun rock. Take the K out, you got some pun rock. Taconic Gate, then Ubos, brand new, The Origin of My Depression. Soons, they were on the show a couple editions ago. They're on tour. So go see them, people. Montreal band. Clarity is the tune. Universe after that from Mark out of Japan. Crypto Phaser, DOTMFG. Maybe that's an acronym. Maybe it ain't. Vast Tight String Conspiracy. Gospel Truth, North Carolina. Alan Ravenstein. Perubu, synth band. Sunday Night on the Moon. Death Tape Super Bass. Chicago. Self Checkout. That sounds like yeah, a couple of different things. Angry Silence after that, Time to Get Real. And finally, You is Dead, Ivan Julian. So for the people who might have missed 15 months ago, tell them about this new record.
Well, you know, it's kind of a, it's just my take on life at this point in time. You know, it's like some songs, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. You know, there's, I like it because it features me on acoustic guitar, which doesn't happen very often on my records, or, you know, at all, actually. So it's that and piano, and there's a bunch of people that helped me make this record come to life.
And it was done over a period of time, too. It's not one batch, right?
Well, I started it right before the pandemic hit, and then that, of course, put a, you know, glitch in things. And then I finished it a lot by myself and called people into the studio one by one, you know, during that whole time. And so, yeah, I mean, but yeah, it took a while to actually record and, you know, get all up to snuff. And this is a record where I actually didn't master it myself because I wanted to find someone that knew what they were doing.
what about the studio? Did you use the one that I, by Max Fish that I recorded at?
No. I'm in another location now. I'm out in Brooklyn at my own place called Super Giraffe Sound. Okay. You know, and you know, it's a nice Sony board and a nice two-inch tape machine, and we have Pro Tools, of course, and all that. We also have James Brown's reverb plate.
Whoa.
You know, how'd the you one get he that? Recorded. I flew down to North Carolina to get the board, and the guys at the studio were selling that too. It's the one he used on, it's not his, but the studio that he recorded at. And he used on Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
You know,
that,
yeah, like, sure.
Nothing sounds like a real plate, man. I'm telling Bernard, you. It's like, I know.
Bernard Odom on bass, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
Great bass, man.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, but there's like, you know, there's nothing like a real plate. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, plates are trip. We should tell the listeners. It's actually running, you know how a reverb people is like going through a spring. Well, this is literally going through like a piece of stainless steel.
Yeah, about the size of a queen size bed turned on its side.
Yeah.
You know?
And kind of in a metal frame, holding it all tight. And they got some contact mics on there, and
Yeah, this one is tube, actually, and not a transistor. It's a tube reverb as well.
Old-timey.
Yeah. Old-timey. Old-timey. Everybody else is racing ahead. I'm racing backwards.
Yeah. And so you put this in your pad in Brooklyn. Okay.
And, you know, luckily we have room for it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's the thing. A lot of people want them, but there's no place to put it because it has to be isolated from the control room because you can go next to it and talk into it, and it'll pick up
it'll
the sound.
Pick it up. Speak,
yeah.
It'll pick it up. Now, you said you flew down. You must have drove it back.
Well, that's how I ended up at the studio because I had an idea how big the plate was. I had no idea how big the board was.
Okay.
So the plan was to fly down and rent a U-Haul and then drive it back.
Okay.
So you know, so then on the way back I'm realizing I have nowhere to put this. You know? I mean, you know, I have nowhere to put it. So I frantically started calling all my friends going, "Hey, I'm in a U-Haul, you know, I'm on the North Carolina Virginia border and blah blah blah." So I finally found a friend, a place where I'd shot a video before in Brooklyn. And he says, "Yeah, bring it in. No problem. You can keep it here for a couple weeks." So then that's where it was until he came up to me and said, "Well, where's it going next?" I go, "I have no idea." Once again, you know, that's how I was at the time. I was kind of recovering from some things and all kinds of medication. It was like, whatever. So he said, "You know, keep it here. I get to use it whenever I want." And that's how the studio came to be into being Super Giraffe Sound.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're at the end of the first hour, February 15, 2023. And just what Peter's your special guest, Ivan Julian. Hold tight for hour two. February 15th, 2023. It's the second hour of the Walk for Pedro show.
Crystal above and in the eye.
of the rising tide, you cannot help hearing it if you have.
for Pedro show. Start off the second hour. Ivan Julian doing Hardwired, Anti-Strawberry. It's Brian Day's proj with Jella. Alex Klein, Flower Garland Orchestra. This is Nels Klein's twin brother, the drummer man. 10 million cymbals. That's why the drum set never leaves the pad, people. The Old Mendicant.
Wow.
Yeah, right. I remember he's the guy, the Black Page. He had his wife. He had a new wave band. Terry Bozzio. Yeah, he incredible cat. And he had like 70 cymbals.
Well, you know what, Mike?
What's that?
I never heard a woman ask for more cymbals. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Ray should after that Higgins boat day mark. Yeah, they do ask for more bass, so.
Exactly.
More kick. Outsets, Everything or Nothing. Outsets was a band you had a while ago, right?
That was right after the Voidoids.
Did you open up for Richard at the Whiskey?
Yes.
Okay, and then you played with him after, right?
Yeah, none of the promoters were very happy about that. You know, they're paying for two bands and they're getting one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first time I got to see in SoCal. I guess there was a gig early on at the Starwood you guys did?
I don't remember that. We didn't get to California very often, Richard and I.
Yeah. Well, what I know I saw you guys in West Germany. Well, maybe you weren't with them. Were you with them in West Germany?
No. That was a different band you had.
That's right. Okay.
I remember he did that in Italy, I think, and a couple other places.
Yeah, and I was so nervous. I couldn't even watch the thing. I couldn't talk to him. It took me a couple of years to be brave enough to talk with him.
He's a nice guy.
Oh, yeah, he is. But I was just, you know, I don't know what you call it, a starstruck, scared, whatever the fuck. And, yeah, he's very, very kind to talk to. Very, very easygoing cat. All you can, you know, they told me I got to record with Bob Klein, you know, Vision of Johanna Freeze Out with Lee Ronaldo. Lee asked me, with Walter Tier, Wharton Tears. And they said, man, Bob Klein's going to eat your head off. He's the meanest guy in the world. And he was so nice to me.
Yeah, he was a total dichotomy because he could be both.
The Perubu singer was like that, too. He's going to tear you up.
I mean, he just kind of doesn't, he didn't, you know, take fools lightly. So, I mean, if you're just, you know, cool with him, I mean, he's the same back. And it's, I mean, and you're not wasting his time or whatever. But, yeah, but he definitely could. You know, Klein was the one, when we were getting gobbed on in England, which none of us liked, you know. I mean, and it was an American thing with us. It was like kind of, you know, the last straw. You just don't do that, you know. And Klein was the one, someone gobbed on his guitar. And he took his guitar off calmly, went out into the audience, and smashed the guy across the head with his guitar.
Oh, man.
I mean, if you guys, I mean, you know, Klein, his appearance was that of like a truant officer or something. You wouldn't think he was in a rock and roll band, you know? And then this guy and goes, whack! Oh, dear.
Well, so it goes. You know, he was giving me this little spiel about, like, yeah, these bass players like tube amps. I think transistor amps are better. And I said, because that's what was there at Wharton's pad. So I said, sure, no problem. You know, I don't know. Yeah. I think like reading, you know, Charles Bukowski's Women, and like he don't want you to come up to him and start reading your poetry to him. You know? So maybe that, yeah, like he never wants to meet William S. Burroughs, you know, or something. So maybe it was something like that, if you're cool to him and just gave him space.
Is Bukowski's, is Red's store still there off of Hollywood Boulevard? Red, you know, Red, his friend, that's an old story that you see, and he had a bookshop.
That's right. Well, his last 14 years are here in Pedro.
Oh, really?
In fact, he's in the Boneyard where D. Boone is. Yeah, they planted him there. He moved here. So up there, that stuff in the stories, that's when he worked at the post office, right? And his buddies. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that bookstore's there anymore.
I got a signed copy of Hot Water Music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm a huge Bukowski fan. His short stories, I love them. And his novels, too.
Yeah, he was really nice to me. There's an interview I did with his wife, Linda. Linda's from Philadelphia. She told me she smoked a Lenio with Jimmy when she was a teenager.
Wow.
And Charles Bukowski met her here in Redondo Beach at a health, she was a waitress at a health food restaurant. And anyway, she told me got into meditation at the end there, because the leukemia was killing him, and it just made him so afraid that the meditation got him to be calm.
Huh.
And it's just hard me to imagine Henry, I mean, Chinaski, you know, doing TM, you know, but hey. He was very nice every time I got to talk with him. He was very kind to me.
Oh, cool.
He said, you know, writing is for pretending. And when I told his wife, Linda, that, she said, he said that. I said, I shit thee not. You gave me a, suck my heart out with a straw. this Fauntleroy. What a name for a band.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Ha ha ha!
like powdered wigs and blue suits. I thought, why not? Whatever. But we never got around to that, you know. But yeah,
you guys
so
were going to wear powder wigs and blue suits.
Yeah, and blue Fauntleroy suits. That was the kind of thing, you know. We figured,
yeah,
you know,
like Blue Boy and Pinky, right? Those famous paintings. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, we never got that far, but we did, you know, make an EP on Plowboy Records, and Suck My Heart Out With a Straw is one of the songs I contributed to the record.
Oh, okay. You hear that, people? Because the first song in that chunk of music was Fauntleroy's with Suck My Heart Out With a Straw. That was a project Ivan was part of. It wasn't his dream child, but he aided and abetted. Then we had Jack Wright and Ben Bennett after that with Dream of Spillin' Beaks. Jack Wright, incredible free music? Yeah. In fact, he wrote a book called The Free Music, and it's an incredible read. It's about jumping from the pole, you know, being free and improvising. Matthew Sweet after this, Someone to Pull the Trigger. Now, you know, you, yourself, Bob Quine, even Dick Lloyd right out of television, you guys became these guns for hires for these kind of pop songs, right?
Well, that's where Matthew's really smart, you know, because Matthew writes these glistening, pristine, pretty pop songs and has an amazing voice. And then he hires, you know, we'll hire Quine and Lloyd and myself to poo-poo all over everything. And, you know, and that's his sound, basically, you know. That was his sound then, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. He must be a fan of that, though. He just writes the way he does. I met him. He seemed pretty genuine cat.
He's a very genuine cat. I mean, I'm a fan of any great song and songwriter. He writes great songs, you know. I mean, you know, there's a place for the world in pop, definitely. I mean, you know.
Yeah, for example, Roger Hammerstein, My Favorite Things. I mean, major and minor in the same tune, even though it's a schmaltzy waltz. And then McCoy and John Coltrane, McCoy Tyner, turning it into two chords, basically, and just, why not? You know, music is music.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. I mean, I hadn't really heard of Matthew before, we got asked to play with him. I mean, I kind of heard of him, but I never sat down and listened to his music. And, I mean, the Girlfriend record was a turning point for him, because he really kind of, you know, came up with an incredibly great record, you know?
Yep. And speaking of which, did you dig that footage I found of Eric Dolphy and John Coltrane?
Yes.
And people, it's like 7 minutes of these guys playing with no sound, but you can feel it.
It's pretty wild. You kind of can't stop watching it. And Eric Dolphy as well, like his hands are all over that horn.
Yeah.
And it's like they're flying all over the place. It's like he's playing the guitar or something. It's like, you know, they're just moving here and there. And it's like, you got to, you know, I wish I knew what he was doing. But that makes it more, like I said, more compelling. You know, it's great.
Well, you know, I'm on my eighth book now, the Ben Ratliff one, all these books on John Coltrane. And his big inspiration was birds. He grew up in Watts. His daddy built a prac pad for him in the backyard. And I guess it was the birds. And he says that their intervals are a little different than ours.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a trip. We lost him way too young. He didn't know he had diabetes, you know.
Wow.
Terrible. Very sad. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, February 15, 2023. Special guest, Ivan Julian. Hold tight for hour three. February 15, 2023. Third hour, Watt for Pedro Show.
We'll be right back. again.
Never had it.
can you do? What can you do? What can you do? She evaporated in a crackle of static.
The way we've got to flirt, is the way we've got up the bird. so high. Pulls down my pants with a 3-piece sock. He turns the page while I lay in the sky. It became all beige, it became all beige. He would testify, and they bought it, so I guess I must die. Behind with a godlike stroke and turned me all into dirt and smoke. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be driving 6 white horses when she comes. She'll be driving 6 white horses on each horse, you naked virgin. She'll be driving 6 white horses when she comes.
Pedro Show, start off the third hour with Ivan Julian with Alondro Escovedo. This can't be Julie's song. This can't be, in parentheses, people. Chip Kim in after that. He was in a band with Alejandro called Rank and File with his brother Tony. Pancreatic cancer got his brother. God, like in a couple months, really quick. It's terrible. Pop becomes art, becomes pop. Chip Kim, he's doing synthesizer music now. No more guitar. Eugene Chadbourne, he's still on guitar. Shreve's Heaven. Maxine Funke after that. Blight and Rock. Head Boggle with Scene Change. Damon Smith and Pandelis Terry Yorgas, something stirring underfoot, and finally, Richard Held, Voidoids with She'll Be Coming for Dennis Cooper. For Dennis Cooper, people in parentheses, I don't know if she's coming for Dennis Cooper. That was, what was that? What was, do you remember when that was?
That was in the, let me think about that. Early 2000s, I think. Richard needed some music for this, thing he was doing for Dennis Cooper. And, he
like
had
an art thing or something?
Huh?
Artistic thing or?
I think the proceeds went to some kind of benefit or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. He came to me, and I had this piece I'd been playing around with that was actually kind of Middle Eastern sounding, because I copped it from the guys from Yemen at my bodega, you know. there's saz on it, this like Turkish instrument and all that. So I played it for him, and surprisingly, he liked it. And then he came up with these lyrics for it, and there you have, She'll Be Coming.
Whoa. Yeah. Do you got any thoughts on Tom? You've heard about Tom, right?
Of course, yeah. I didn't know Tom at all. I think over the years, I mean, I know I was closer with Richard Lloyd, but I mean, I've probably two or three words spoken to him the whole time. But I found myself, you know, surprisingly sad about the whole thing, of course, because, you know, it's like one of us has gone over to the other side, yeah. You know. And I remember seeing him at CB's, you know, early on playing with television and stuff, and I found it was sad, you know.
Yeah.
I called Richard about it, and, you know, he was upset as well.
You know, Richard sent me a picture on his B-date. He's looking good, man.
No, Richard looks great.
In his 70s, and especially for some of his years were not the healthiest, maybe, but, man.
Well, most of his years were not the healthiest.
But he's really in good shape. He's in his 70s now, man, and he's kicking like Kegel.
I know, he looks great. He does look really great. You know, him and Tom moved to New York together.
Right, like 1970 or something, he told me.
Yeah, I think it might have been even late 60s, yeah. Okay. I mean, so they go way back.
He told me sometimes the landlord didn't come for the rent. It was like 12 bucks a month or some shit.
Yeah, you know.
Good old
days. I mean, he had a special situation. Well, I don't know if that's the same place he's living in now, but, yeah, he had a special situation.
Like Second Street, St. Mark's, right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the East Village was like that. It's kind of, you know, you paid when you could, and, you know, if they tried to raise your rent to 60 bucks, you had a fit, you know.
What about this tune, The Beat?
That's from a band called The Nuns.
Alejandro was in that band.
Alejandro was in that band.
Yeah.
And Alejandro's all over the place. So
yeah.
I had the single, the 7-inch, on my shelf for years. And I love it because it goes from E to B flat, which just kind of blows my mind. And then, so I said, if I ever do a solo record, I'm going to record this. And I did. And, you know, it's an amazing song. I love it.
Wow. Yeah. The Nuns. They were, you know, they had a much big, well, New York had the biggest scene, of course, but then the city had the next one. The Hollywood scene was so tiny compared to both scenes.
True.
But then drugs, like, wiped their scene out big time. Ours, too, it hit hard. Anyway, I want to play The Beat.
blues.
Dimension of the nihilist role, the pop dimension of the nihilist whole, the pop dimension of the nihilist role, the pop dimension of the nihilist whole, the role, the whole, the role, the whole will, well, as I was saying, the pop dimension of the nihilist role slash whole, where people pour ink over people spilling blood. People pour ink over people spilling blood. Killing people cutting records. Killing people cutting records. Chopping the hit parade. Chopping the hit parade and the most wanted list at the same goddamn time. The most wanted list and the hit
chicken.
the great American substitute for social revolution is murder. The great American substitute for social revolution is murder. Dean Burnham said that. Dean Burnham said that. Dean Burnham said that.
Walking in the rain, my shiny clothes are wet and stained. She said that I was just a slut. It's been a corkscrew in my gut. Some say that screaming kills all ills. You scream at some, you could get killed. That's why you gotta be conscripted. You gotta be conscripted. You gotta be. I saw Jerome the other day. He had his clothes out on display. He stripped down so his ribs were shown. Sight made tourists back and groans. He say when hunting season stops, for every flock there waits a lot. That's why you gotta be conscripted. You gotta be conscripted. You gotta be. Politicians scream from posters. The slick back hair outshines a roadshow. We spent our time uptown in hell and feasted on the river smell. And every child is still in need take the last of mother's meat. That's why you gotta be constricted. You gotta be constricted.
For Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Jet Chunk Music started with Ivan Julian doing Nun's Tune, The Beat. Dumbass Youth after that with Hole / Roll. Jean-Marc Montero and Tala McDonough's with Duo Paralelo number 3. And then finally, Constricted. Ivan Julian, Constricted. Enlighten us, I. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Enlighten us to constricted.
Oh, it just means you got to be ready, man. You got to be ready. You know, it's just the things you'd be here and listen to the lyrics. You just got to be ready and, you know, be constricted and ready to strike in case someone strikes you.
Ah, like all coiled up?
All coiled up.
Yeah.
No relaxing, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I think as, like, we get less younger, one of the things is try to stay flexible, right? We don't want to get stiff. But
no, but you never know when it's coming at you, so you have to still retain a bit of that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and you know, it's a song. It's fun.
Yeah, right. Self-defense is no offense, people.
Exactly.
And what's your plan now?
My plan is this week I'm going to Chicago to play the record release show for Swing Your Lanterns, a new record.
Hear that, people? This week it comes out, Swing Your Lanterns.
Yeah, at a place called Space in Evanston, which is in North Chicago.
Right.
Then I come back to New York, and we play Union Pool, okay, in Brooklyn. And we're doing a record release here. And then after that, and during that, I'm searching for a booking agent to put us on tour.
Yeah. Okay. Who's that? Who's in the band now?
Some people you may know, some people you may not. I mean, the band is called, by the way, the Magnificent Six.
Magnificent Six. So it's a sextet.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, yeah. Septet, actually, including me. But I call them the Magnificent Six because they're just such incredibly great musicians, you know. And I mean, when they play the songs, I'm just humbled. And I realize, God, this is great. I'm the worst musician in the room, you know.
You know what, though? So, I think that's smart. That's what Miles did. He knew how to, right? A guy with an ego is going to pick guys lamer than him so he looks big. But a guy like Miles, no, I'm going to put great guys around me.
Yeah, it sounds better, you know. Then you'd have to worry. Then you could, you know, mess up all you want, you know. and they're doing it. But anyway,
didn't Miles know how to put together bands? So I think that's one of his greatest talents.
Yeah. He was, and people would wonder, like, you know, why are you having electric guitar and why are you doing this and why are you doing that?
Michael Henderson, right?
Exactly.
He gets Stevie Wonder's bass guy from the Apollo, but that guy's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Boop, boop,
exactly.
Boop, boop, boop. He turned into a disco singer after that.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, in Europe and stuff. But I'm a big fan of his playing on bass. I mean, Dave Holland's great too. But that, Miles could see the beauty. You know, he just knew how to pick bands. So how do you find these cats, Ivan?
Well, a lot of them are on the record. You know, like I said, I had people come in and play, and they were crazy enough to come out and play with me because we've been playing for about a year now, like every month or so at like City Winery and places like that, you know, just to kind of keep sharpen our teeth. And like I have Steve Goulding on drums.
Yep.
He used to play with Roxy Music. I have Jared Michael Nickerson on bass that plays with, you know him from Burnt Sugar Orchestra.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I have James Mastro on the second guitar, you know, that plays with Ian Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of people there, you know.
He's still playing, huh? That guy's in his 80s.
I think he's kind of winding down, but okay. Yeah, it's like he's definitely, you know, yeah, he's it's amazing.
And who's
amazing.
The other cat? You got another guitar, you got a drum, you got a bass, you got yourself.
Yeah. I got Al Maddie from Chicago. He's on the second guitar, actually mainly keyboards, which he hates me for, but he's a great keyboard player.
Okay.
You know, and he goes, when am I going to play some guitar? Well, he plays guitar on one song called Tell Me Lies acoustic, though, but just, he's amazing. And then there's Debbie Schwartz and Judy Van Nock that sing back up with me.
Ah,
so that's the full band, you know, and they make the album come to life because I'm trying to perform this as it is on the record.
Okay.
You know, to get that feel, you know.
Right. So any agents out there, you got to give Ivan a ring ding dingling down.
Give me a ringy ding, you know, so I can run around in a van and freeze.
But
that's what I want to do.
Do you have a plan to record with his band?
Well, like I said, a lot of them are on the record.
Yeah, right. But I mean, the next time around, like you bring them in as a band because of that situation, you had to bring in things piecemeal, right?
I would like to do that because nothing works better for recording than a band that's been playing together live.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you know.
Believe me.
I mean, it's just like it's half the challenge is done. You know, you're halfway up the hill.
Yeah.
You know, with everybody's playing together and they feel each other and all that. You know, and then, you tell the rhythm section to do something, and they go, no, we don't want to.
Well, look, when you get these guys, you corral them into the studio, man, and you get stuff recorded. Will you come back on the show and play it? We can talk about it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We'll do. Yeah. We'll do.
And tell me about your son coming down to SoCal, because I'd love to see him play. And you get out here, too, for sure. I'll be in the pit.
Cool.
Shit. Even with the bad fucked up knee. Okay, get back in the van. Oh, you know, they stole my van. 18 years.
Really?
She kept it safe. Yeah, right in front of my apartment.
Man.
Shit happens.
That sucks.
Right? You cut out the catalytic converter. I got 10 days later, and it's all destroyed.
You know, that's what that happened to Steve as well. Steve Goulden, they stole his car for the catalytic converter.
Yeah.
Evidently, there's platinum or something in there.
Cadmium, rhodium, about $1,000 worth.
Whoa.
Who
are you going to sell it to?
I can't. It's total. The insurance company's going to pay me for it total.
No, I mean, if you steal this catalytic converter.
I guess there's unscrupulous rare earth people.
Know,
obviously, well, right? They don't sell the whole catalytic converter. It's the shit in it.
Well, man. I know, but like that's so surreal.
I know.
You know?
Fucking dogs. Well, this one dude, he made a bracelet, a necklace out of a converter, and that's how the hombres got him. They have like 6, 7, 8 state ring. This guy bragging about it on Instagram. Yeah, look at my catalytic converter necklace. Yeah.
Wow, this is like something out of Soylent Green, man.
It's people. Edward G. Robinson's last movie.
I know. And he died of a heart attack in the movie, but like he did later too.
Right, you know? Right. And the last scene is just seeing some nature, right? As he's dying, he gets to see some nature of film. It's been great talking with you again, Ivan. Anytime, please come back on.
Okay, thank you so much, Mike.
People, 15 February 2023, Dishwap Peter, so keep powder dry.